We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is Buffalo Means Business on News Radio 930 WBEN. I'm Randy Bushover. The show is designed to shine a spotlight on local business as a driving force in our lives. And if there's a local business or service you'd like to hear featured on the program, send me an email at randy.bushover@entercom.com. A couple times a year, it's always a pleasure to have Krista Hobart by. She is the event coordinator for Local Restaurant Week. I guess the term would be biannual, right?
It is a biannual, yep.
And this particular one comes up when?
This one starts April 1st, so we're just a week away from it. So April 1st through April 7th, with 200 locally owned and operated restaurants that are participating this spring, and there's always something new to try.
Yeah, and not to be confused with the one that comes up every fall, generally October, kind of in the middle of the month. This one is a little harder for you to pinpoint because I'm guessing the Easter season kind of comes into play.
You got it. Easter, with it changing every spring, we never really know exactly when our Easter event will happen. But this year, because Easter falls so late in the spring, we are doing it before, which is what we normally try to stay away from doing it before. But this is what we had to do this time to make it work.
And how many years now for this?
This is our 11th year. So this is our 21st Local Restaurant Week, which is pretty unbelievable. We had no idea that it would kind of turn into what it's turned into, so we're really grateful for that.
And just refresh people's memories. The whole idea is to get people out, in essence, right?
Exactly. To go out, try something new, go to the place you haven't been to before. All the restaurants that participate are locally owned and operated, so they're your neighbors that are owning these restaurants. It's a way to kind of break free from the chains and just try the local eatery that you haven't been to in a long time, or one of your favorites that you go to all the time, just for something new.
And a couple of things about it that make it rather unique. It's not just a downtown Buffalo thing. It's not just a Buffalo Metro thing, but it really is a little further out now.
Right. It's a lot further out, actually. We've got a couple restaurants in Lewiston. We have a new one in Attica and a few in Batavia, as well as as far south, I think, as Hamburg is pretty much as far south as we go. And, of course, downtown and then all the area suburbs. So we've got you covered no matter where you live.
Is there a cap on the number of restaurants participating?
No. As a matter of fact, we used to cap it at 200, and then we got away from doing that because we were turning down brand new restaurants that wanted to participate, and that just didn't feel like it was in the spirit of the event, was to promote the locally owned and operated restaurants, and to turn down brand new ones just didn't seem like the right thing to do. So we opened it up, and as many want to participate, well, we're happy to have you. We've got diners that'll fill your seats.
Yeah, and you continue to get new participants, as you mentioned. You were only a small part of the way through the alphabet and were able to come up with a handful easily of new entries.
Exactly. We've got a lot of new entries. We've got Fally Allen, which is in Allentown, Fat Cats, Eden's Pub, which is in Eden, Eli Fish Brewing, which is the one in Batavia. And we also have 10 spot coffees this time, so that's kind of fun. They are doing breakfast, lunch, and dinner, so that's a really cool one. I'm excited about that.
Oh, absolutely. And I had, as I was mentioning off air, have some familiarity with the Eli Fish. We live in a neighboring county, Mom and I, when I'm back on the weekends, so I've been able to participate at that. And the unique part about that is it's also a brew pub where they produce their own beverages, so this is kind of typical of the idea and some of the things that you could potentially see if you participate in Local Restaurant Week.
Exactly. So there's all different kinds of restaurants. There's something to fit everybody's taste buds. So there's German restaurants. There's American restaurants. There's a place you can get hamburgers. You know, Soho Burger Bar, downtown hamburgers. I mean, really everything. Buffalo Chop House. So seafood, steak, Burmese food, Thai food, really everything that you can imagine we've got. And then, again, like a spot coffee, if you want to just drop in for lunch. It's Local Restaurant Week isn't just for dinner. We kind of started out just featuring dinners, but now it really is breakfast, lunch, dinner, and even brunch.
And again, we've discussed this a number of times before, but just remind folks how it is that you came to be the face of this? How are you fronting this effort? What was your interest in starting this up?
Well, I like to eat, so I just kind of stumbled into it, to be quite honest. I was always in the restaurant business. This opportunity came along, and it just sort of fit exactly what my needs were. And it's just such a great way to promote the locally owned and operated businesses of Western New York. In Western New York, we have such a unique food scene that is unique to other cities in the country. Lots of cities our size have lots of chain restaurants. We really don't have that here. The places that you want to go to are the mom and pop places that have been around forever, that are the ones that you used to go to, your grandparents used to take you for a special occasion, or the place down the street that you just always stop by after a sporting event, or the place you go for a celebration for somebody's birthday dinner. So they're usually not chain restaurants. Here in Western New York, they're almost always the local ones that have been around for generations.
Speaking with Krista Hobart, who is event coordinator for Local Restaurant Week, and the spring version of that is springing into focus April 1st through the 7th this year. For more, localrestaurantweek.com. But let's talk a little bit about registration is the wrong way to bring this up, but is there any kind of fee for participating other than whatever you're going to pay for whatever you happen to order at a particular restaurant?
No. So how it works is if you're a diner, you just simply go out to eat that week. All the information can be found on our website, which is localrestaurantweek.com. The restaurants, in order to participate, need to offer dining features, we call them, priced at $20.19, $30.19, and or $40.19. It just depends on the type of restaurant, kind of what they offer. And again, it's breakfast, lunch, dinner, and some even have brunch, which is awesome.
And as long as we're sending them to localrestaurantweek.com, you're mentioning that you've upped the social media presence, per se.
Exactly. We've been doing a lot more of that because, everybody takes pictures of their food now. You know, we're all guilty of that, you know, trying to get the perfect angle. Don't take a bite until I get the perfect photo. But we're doing a giveaway on social media this year, which is really fun. And it includes all sorts of gift certificates to all sorts of participating restaurants. We're putting together three different prize packages, and one even includes a hotel stay at a local hotel. So we watch them for that on social media and enter to win. That'll be kind of exciting to see where that goes.
Yeah, and 2019, the price, that's a pretty reasonable for basically any place you want to go.
Pretty much.
It's up to the restaurant to figure out what item would fit the criteria for
right
that.
and some of them even do two for 2019. So I know, for example, Spot Coffee, their offer is two for 2019. I can't remember exactly what it entails, but it was definitely a two for one. And there's many that do the two for, especially for lunch. Not so many for dinner, but for lunch and breakfast, definitely a lot of the two for 2019s, which, you know, you can't lose, right?
Very good point. Now, something else I wanted to bring out, we've spoken about this a time or two as well, the overall impact for the owners. This is certainly not exactly a slow time for them, but I'm guessing they get more than just a little bit of a bump from having participated in Local Restaurant Week.
Right. So when we're picking the date for Local Restaurant Week, we are really particular to find a time that is slow for the restaurants, and that generally is when we decide to do Local Restaurant Week. And I think there's 12 restaurants that have been in it since the very beginning, so 21 restaurants, you know, they've been in it 21 times. So clearly they're finding value in the event. Not only does it, you know, add to the bottom line, but it brings so many new customers in the door and creates a lot of awareness. And we're just able to talk about the different local restaurants and the owners and the different things that they specialize in their restaurants. It really just, you know, again, shines a spotlight on these locally owned restaurants that are just real gems of our community.
And the spinoff, of course, all the servers and the people who have to bust the tables, those who are doing the dishes, that sort of thing, they're getting a little bit of extra work.
Exactly.
As well.
And I will be frank with you, everyone loves Local Restaurant Week, but the couple people that aren't a fan of Local Restaurant Week would be the chefs. They are very busy in the kitchen. You know, servers, they love it. You know, get a little extra, leave them with a little extra money at the end of the day. But definitely, it's a very, very busy week during Local Restaurant Week. So that brings up the point of making reservations. You definitely want to do that, especially at the real popular, more white tablecloth restaurants. Get your reservations in advance.
And I think we brought this up before when we talked up Local Restaurant Week. Your actual beginning, you were a waitress at some point during
yeah.
your...
I know. Once you get in the restaurant business, you can't get out. It kind of sucks you in. Everything else, like a normal job, just seems like I can't do it. You know, you like to be out with the people and problem solving all the time, you know, and just meeting different people and something different every day. So, yeah, once you get sucked into restaurant business, I think most will agree you find your way back to it. In different ways, whether it's working in food service or kind of what I'm doing now, promoting local restaurants, you just kind of can't get away from it.
Yeah, and the reason I bring it up is that a lot of people have a lot of misperceptions about what wait staff do, because it's more than just taking your order and bringing the occasional drink over.
Mm-hmm.
I know at a couple of establishments I'm at, there's a person who may double as the bartender and the person who then restocks those beverages that are of adult variety behind the bar.
Yeah.
and you know, you obviously public relations, because you're front and center. You are, right, perhaps, as opposed to those that seat you, the first person that you see when you come and participate at a restaurant.
Right. And it's all, you know, so much these days is about the experience, and really the wait staff and the owners are such a big part of that, making sure that everything is the way you want it to be, or it's a fun experience. Or, I mean, restaurants have different feels. You know, some you're there to have a beer and a jovial time, and others you're there to have a business meeting and more quiet, and you don't want the servers kind of interrupting. But I think waiting on tables was, I loved that job. It was my favorite job, I have to say.
Yeah, but
problem solving all the time.
Yeah, but the one thing that I still don't understand is the whole point of having like a static wage, and then basically they are really, really kind of dependent on a tip.
Yeah.
So I don't think people understand that it's not like they're paid minimum wage, like a per hour fee.
Right.
So that tip is important. And time after time, you just hear story after story, people leaving no tip, people leaving like a dollar. And roughly for me, it's double the tax, right? If you want to make it really, really easy.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, we always say during local restaurant week, make sure you tip your servers and tip them on what the original bill would have been without the discount, because they really are working really, really hard that week. I mean, the wait staff is what makes the experience, so treat them well.
Yeah,
they treat you well.
And you can't use the discount card for the tip. That's not how it works.
No, it's not how it works.
I actually have relatives who think that's how it works. So.
No, we have to remind people sometimes that that's not the way. So treat your server as you'd like to be treated yourself.
Biggest benefit for you, aside from the pleasure of putting this all together and seeing it work to the benefit of all the participating restaurants?
My personal benefit is just having an excuse to go out to eat, just like everybody else's. I mean, I go through the list on the website and I check out which ones are the new ones or which are the ones that are my favorites. And I mean, we go out pretty much every night during the week. And I'll pick a night. My kids will pick a night that's like kid friendly. We always do a weekend somewhere for breakfast. And then I usually take my mom somewhere. So there's something for everyone. And you could go out how many times? I guess 3 times a day for 7 days.
Sure.
Yeah, that's quite an aspiration, but it can be done.
or at least once a day for the entire week, which might be a bit much for some. But still, the idea is getting out there and establishing yourself at new places you wouldn't ordinarily get to.
Right, and it's fun. I always think it's fun for business lunch, too, to grab some of your coworkers that you don't normally hang out with and just go to one of the restaurants that you can just walk to. It's spring. It's, you know, it'll be hopefully warm here soon, and we'll actually enjoy a nice walk outside and just head on to grab a group of employees and head on down to the restaurant down the way and go grab lunch.
Yeah, and by April, all we'd be complaining about is the dripping rain as opposed to snowfall, right?
This is true, but we always hope that during local restaurant week, there's no storm. That's always our big thing. Please don't be a storm on the first day of local restaurant week and sun. We don't care what the temperature is so much. It's just that there's no snow and just storms.
Yeah, I'm only a meteorologist by dabbling in it, but I would hope and think that by April 1st through the 7th for that week that it'll be pretty good.
We sure are hoping so. A little bit of sunshine. We can, you know, it'd be really nice to have a patio or two available. That's probably wishful thinking, but certainly hopefully won't need any fireplaces going anymore.
Yeah, for sure. Krista, always a pleasure chatting up local restaurant week with you.
Great to see you too. We'll have to see each other out this time.
Yeah, right. I think I know a place.
I know a few. 200.
Yeah, that's true. You do have me beat there. Krista Hobart is the event coordinator for Local Restaurant Week, and it is coming up April 1st through the 7th. The website, localrestaurantweek.com, is easy as that. This is Buffalo Means Business on News Radio 930 WBEN.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.